Good morning. The meeting is being recorded. It's 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, December 20th. Dr. King, after you've called the meeting to order, we'll do a roll call of the board members and staff.
All right, I call this meeting to order.
Perfect. Dr. King.
Present.
Dr. Bastillo.
Present.
Ms. Leone.
Present.
Dr. Hike.
Present.
Mr. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Barton.
Here.
Ms. Cardoza. Ms. Cardoza is technically on vacation, but she is intending to join us, so we'll circle back to her. Ms. Crowley.
Here.
Ms. Richardson.
Present.
And my name is Judy Chepius. Currently, Veronica Cardoza is absent, but Dr. King, the meeting is yours.
Great, thank you. So the first item on our agenda, board members, is to review and consider action and approval for the November 15th regular session meeting minutes.
This is Mr. Greer. I'll move to approve the November 15th regular session meeting minutes.
Second.
Great. Any discussion? Okay. Judy, you want to call the vote?
Yes, it's been moved and seconded to approve the November 15th, 2022 regular session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Abstain.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Abstain.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Agenda item number 4, application for licensure and certification. 4A is review, consideration, and possible action for physical therapist applicants requesting an ADA accommodation. Our first applicant is Stephanie Brown. Stephanie, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Stephanie. Board members, do you have any questions for Stephanie regarding her application and approval for an ADA accommodation for testing?
Dr. King, may I just enter that Veronica Cardoza has joined the meeting at this time?
Thank you. Stephanie, I have a question for you. Your application for consideration looks like it has a lot of information around how this anxiety impacts you taking a test. Are there any other aspects in your daily life that this that your anxiety impacts you so much that you've had to create strategies to be successful?
Yeah, so it does affect me every day. I have been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, but it gets to the point where sometimes my anxiety will make me seem like I'm not doing enough, and I'll either tend to overstudy and not actually be effective, or I'll understudy and like not be able to do anything. It also creates just a hard time for me to sleep at night. Which can affect me in the morning and affect when I take tests, and also just like studying. I've had to adjust my schedule multiple times just to try to find what works best for me, and I'm still struggling a little bit with that, especially since I just kind of moved out to Arizona too, so I'm trying to adjust to a new life and studying and trying to prepare for that PTE.
Ms. Brown, this is Joshua Greer. Outside of the educational arena, has your anxiety and condition affected you in a way that you've been required to obtain accommodations from non-educational entities, businesses? You know, for example, Do you drive? Do you go to the store? Do you need accommodations in those kind of places?
No, I do not. My anxiety is mainly based around school and education.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Karen Bustillo. Were you given any accommodations on your clinical rotations?
I was not, no.
Thank you.
There are any other questions? Do we have an emotion?
This is Mr. Greer. I would move to deny the request for accommodations. I don't see a disability that impairs a major life function as defined by the Americans with Disability Act.
Second. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none, please call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to deny Stephanie Brown's request for ADA accommodations. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ms. Brown, we really wish you best of luck on your exam.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Agenda item 4A2, Stuart Dersh. Mr. Dersh, are you on the phone call?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you tell us a little bit about how your the disability that you're describing in your application is impacting a non-educational life function?
Yeah, I can jump in that just real quick. I just wanted to, first of all, just want to once again thank the board for letting me rejoin this month after the appeal last month. I have also added my neuropsychologist to the meeting, Dr. Monique Lowe, who can also answer any questions that you may have. And just wanted to reconfirm that the last meeting that we had, my accommodation appeal was denied due to the thought that I didn't have any major life functional limitations. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, at this point, I would like to just turn the time over to Dr. Lowe to answer some of those questions.
And Dr. King, members of the board, this is Mark Harris. Please keep in mind that if you have substantive questions about his health, you may want to receive that information in executive session.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Harris. I think to be safe, let's move that. Let's make a motion to move into executive session to discuss Mr. Dersh's health and the impact of his disability on his health and his life.
Is that a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second.
Madam Chair, if we could have a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session to discuss Mr. Dersh's health and Mark, help me, to discuss.
Yeah, and to hear from her, his medical provider.
And to hear from his medical provider. Thank you.
Sure.
Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Dr. Hike.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Barton.
Yes.
The motion passes. Okay, so for those attending the board meeting, the board will be, the board members will exit this meeting and move into executive session. We will all return to this meeting shortly after the executive session is over. To Mr. Dersch and Ms. Lowe, I will be sending you an email invitation to this executive session. Please watch your inbox.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Dersch, can you do me a favor? Can you forward me Ms. Lowe's email address, please?
Yes.
Judy, do you want to stop the recording?
Oh, yes, good idea. Thank you. I'm stopping the recording at 8:42.